Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's hour five of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Jared Sandler in, and he's throwing heat in the bullpen, warming up for a big show coming up from 7 to 8. You're going to have the hot stove. There it is. Boom. There he is, Jared Sandler throwing heat. Lefty. Didn't know that.
That's a guy who's been putting a lot of work in the
offseason. He's the hefty lefty,
yes.
Baby.
Yes, and the hot stove show is coming up from 7 to 8. Reggie and KG will be in with them, and Brock Burke, Taylor Hearn going to join the broadcast.
You better get out here. Those seats are filling up.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, you're invited. It's free. So if you're anywhere in the area or you're a Ranger fan, you're an hour away, 7 to 8, get right downstairs, 75 and Fitzhugh. It is the G-Bag Nation right here, though. And Wolchuk's about to give you a big trade that maybe the Cowboys could make. Biggest names that might be on the move this March.
Jared just pegged Wolchuk.
I had a shot right in the ear. Gavin called me a lefty only. I had to throw it right-handed. And then
unbelievable.
You called me the hefty lefty, and I took it. Just because we're not all on soda looking sexy like you. Doesn't mean you have to be mean
to me.
Wow,
Wolchuk's out here fat-shaming people? Is that what I mean?
Yeah, you just call me the hefty lefty.
I really missed Rangers season. This is my life in the booth.
And to be fair, Wolchuk was always a big fan of Jared Lorenzen. So maybe that was actually...
I love Jared Lorenzen.
That was a compliment.
It was a big-time compliment. My favorite backup quarterback.
He said it was his favorite Jared of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Lorenzen.
But, he liked
then
the Jared Subway guy.
Subway, yeah.
Yeah, the Subway guy. That's that's not a good one to like there.
Well, that was a bad reference, who else? Brian. We're going to go
ahead. And then the jeweler.
Yeah.
Jared's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jared's don't like
but if
them,
they want
actually.
To know, if they want to sponsor.
Right. That gets out conflict with the family business.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
More R.W. Diamond broker people. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to some of the Bleacher Report trades that could possibly happen this offseason.
False.
Now, none of these technically,
we don't play fart. True. Yeah, about to say.
We can get to that in a moment. I might have some leftovers for you. We can get to
fart?
These.
Leftover fart?
Leftover farts for you. Yeah, I'm always gassed.
That reminds me of Wolchuk at the Mesquite Outlaws game the other night. He just still had a little bit left over. He had to run to the John.
Oh, my gosh. I did have a moment.
We have a restroom revelations that needs to go down here. Okay. Wolchuk, he was fighting, man.
I told
and
you.
And he played like a professional.
Not to
still,
bring
still
that.
Had a great game, played like a beast, but there was some adversity.
You were the
some
only
self-inflicted
person.
Self-inflicted adversity.
The only person that knew that, and that was never going to come see the light of day, and now everybody knows.
Did you mess in your pants?
No, I didn't. I avoided that.
But you're playing soccer?
Lucius is ready.
Impromptu.
Lucius is ready. All right, if you must know, since it's been brought to light, I had to rewipe.
Like hours later.
Oh, that happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Itchy. Oh, it does.
Now, here was
sure.
the situation.
Was it like warm or something? He's like, man, that's a little smooth down
Steve
there.
Steve Rodeo, we're going to do a little video, okay? We're going to do this thing. Eric decides, you know what? Before we do the video, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I decided, you know what, buddy? That's a good idea. I've been struggling over here. I'm going to go to the bathroom, too. So we walk in there. Luckily, we're the only ones. I go over. I pivot straight to the stall. Eric's thinking, did Wolchuk just go to the stall?
I was like, why is Wolchuk in the stall? He's very anti-public toing. So, like, I don't get what he would be going to the stall for.
Must have been an emergency.
Well, I definitely didn't two in there, but I did have to do just a little cleanup routine. Now, here was the problem. There are no locks. There are no locks.
Oh, a walk-in?
Yes.
There was a door, but
there was a door.
Somebody caught you in the middle.
Did not lock.
Outlaws, baby.
The face.
I'm like, checking. I'm hunched. I'm like, quickie, you know, like just very fast throughout the entire thing.
Could you see the feet?
I could see... it was cracked, so I could see if anybody was going to be walking over.
You gotta make noises.
I wasn't making noises.
No, you gotta cough. You gotta like they know you're there.
Well, now I know for the future. This doesn't happen to me. This isn't a regular occurrence. I'm not walking around with a diaper like you are all the time. So I gotta try I gotta try and help and make sure that nobody sees me. So I quickly just did it, flushed. Boom, we're out of there. Luckily, nobody walked into the restroom, Brian.
Okay. Excuse me. Pardon me.
No, I'm not even going. I'm just rewiping. You need this?
You sit down. I'm just wiping.
Yo, when did you realize you needed a rewipe?
Yeah, how many hours went by between the grumper and the rewipe?
It was like the drive over.
So it's a solid 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Yeah, we were sitting there for what? Probably about 45.
How are your shorts?
Destroyed.
Yeah, there wasn't a ton of streakage.
I hope you threw them away.
Did I throw them away?
Didn't. No evidence.
I washed them.
No.
No. Did I throw them away?
They all dingy right in the middle.
That's why you get dark colored underwear.
Yes. Yeah.
They are dark. They were. They were black.
You're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
then you're in a great spot.
Am I okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody will ever know.
In all honesty, how often do we as individuals find ourselves in a rewipe situation?
Weekly.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate that.
You fellas are in the Stone Age, man. You got to get the bidets. They're cheap now, man. You will always be clean.
It's usually when I forget to take my Metamucil Fiber Thin.
What does that mean?
Wasn't that like the orange powder you would scoop into water at one point?
It's evolved. Originally it was a powder. Now they sell them in these little biscuit packs. There's like individually wrapped.
I'm confused, bro. Yeah. So I would think like the biscuit thing would help you poo more, so it'd be more wiping and you would forget the rewipe.
No, it just slides. Yes. There's nothing sticking to the walls. If you're on a fiber thin routine, it just like, peace out, dude.
Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Yep.
Yeah, typically I wipe.
The Nike swoosh.
Even Tovash, he agrees with you though, Brian. He's like, you got to cough, sniff, or clear your throat. You got to do something.
He said the Nike swoosh, bro.
Oh, shoot.
I'm gonna post these to @GavinDawson on Twitter.
What, the mint?
The fiber thins.
Yeah, oh, okay.
People need to know about
these. Yeah, people should know. Yeah,
well, how long does it take to kick in?
18 hours, probably.
Oh, okay.
So you got to eat one every day, and then if you forget to eat, now I got a situation on my hands.
And
I usually have them with my coffee.
Do you ever run into a situation like the edibles where you don't trust it, and you eat a couple too many, and then when it really hits you, you're like, oh, no!
Okay, that's funny, because sometimes I forgot that I ate them in the morning, and I'll eat more like 3 hours later, and then that's a real, that's cleansing.
I'm not going to be able to come in.
I got a daughter.
Gotta run.
I got a daughter. Gotta get out of here. Full disclosure, that did happen to me on a flight one time, though.
What?
Like, when we make fun of the basketball players, they're like, oh my gosh, they had an edible. I got too high.
Oh, you overdid the eddies on a flight?
It was something.
And you tripped? Balls?
It was just like a panic attack.
Like a Dion Waiters situation?
Yeah, essentially.
Wow,
it was
bro.
At landing, too.
Right when it hit you is when you were like, no, I need to sit on this plane for about another 3 hours.
Like, I can't get off this plane right now.
He screamed out, help me, help me!
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell to do.
Oh,
all right, let's
fantastic.
Get to these trades. Yep. Thank you for that impromptu restroom revelations. Hopefully I didn't spoil your dinners. Now, this is a DeAndre Hopkins trade. Would you rather get involved in this to block, say, the New York Giants from trading for DeAndre Hopkins? Because Bleacher Report has the Giants making the move to go and get D-Hop this offseason.
Makes a ton of sense for the Giants. I mean, they need weapons like you've never seen before. That would suck for DeAndre Hopkins if it's still going to be Daniel Jones, I guess. But does he not have a no-trade clause?
I don't believe that
he does his own deals. So I don't know if that's the case.
I wonder if he has to approve. That'd be interesting.
He might have to approve, but I think that he's, I mean, from all that we've heard this offseason is, I think that both parties are likely to to move on this offseason unless something drastically changes. Now they are going to have a new head coach. Maybe Hopkins decides I'm in on this.
Is Arizona asking for one?
Multiples probably, right? How old is Hopkins?
He is going to be 31.
Oops.
Okay. Single one and a four.
So, he's got 2 years left on his deal, and he's going to want most likely a reworked contract.
His contract's pretty big.
Yeah.
So you want $30 million bucks, and I have to give you multiple picks. So
he's got 2 years left on his deal that carries $30.8 million on a cap hit next season, according to Over the Cap. So a team that's interesting can sign him to an extension to lower that cap hit, and that's most likely what a team trading for him would have to do.
Man, I'm telling you what, I don't know about you, Wolchuk, but at 27, do you have a receiver that's better than him at 27?
I don't know that there's
or 26.
If Jackson Smith and Jigba's there, I'd be
I know you're
partying,
on that one. Yeah.
Absolutely partying. But I don't know that I would say Jalin Hyatt is better, but I would be very happy drafting Jalin Hyatt there.
Yeah, I would too. I think that guy's a vertical player.
I think he's very good. Can play inside, can play outside. Yeah. He's a big play. You want to add speed, you want to add a big play threat, that guy's going to do it for you.
People are a little bit worried about that Tennessee offense a little bit, but that, you know, Dallas looking at receivers, you know. Might be a possibility.
I mean, I think he's the fourth best guy, and I think he's the most likely to maybe be around when you're drafting.
And I just don't think you can. We've talked about the allocation of resources. Like, you're going to pay one receiver, and then you're going to get by with great value at the other three or four receiver spots because the football world now allows for just a ton of really good receivers all over the place. I can't afford to, if I'm going to pay CeeDee Lamb, to then also be paying DeAndre Hopkins and I'm giving up draft assets for it, I'm out on trading for a receiver, to be honest with you.
Okay. And that's fine. I mean, there are, again, it is a very deep wide receiver draft. I mean, last night, you know, I was watching another guy, Parker Washington from Penn State, and he's probably going to go in the third round. That's a good slot receiver for you,
yeah,
if you're interested.
And we'll probably be saying that about wide receivers in the draft for the next, forever.
No, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like it's kind of that golden era of receivers. This wouldn't be a Cowboys move, but how about this for if you're Carolina, now they've got Frank Reich. Bears trade the number one overall pick to not the Colts, but the Carolina Panthers. Panthers go up, make sure they get the quarterback that they want at number one overall, especially now that they've got Frank Reich, former quarterback, offensive mind, and they go get their guy at number one overall, whether it's Bryce Young, Will Levis, C.J. Stroud, whoever it is that they like at the top of that draft.
There's just so many mistakes made with that. That's a huge team building error.
You think
so? We're good. There's three quarterbacks that score around the same. To believe we're going to outthink everybody and find the guy out of these three that's clearly the best and it's worth multiple future first to move up, horrible decision.
Raiders trade Derek Carr to the New York Jets.
That's the most Jets thing I've heard in a long time.
And today,
Hackett to get Rodgers, but you end up with Carr.
Yeah, and today Robert Saleh again. He's doing a presser talking about the Nathaniel Hackett hire, and he was like, "We're definitely going to get a veteran quarterback." And that's what we talked about with him. We asked him some of the guys he liked. I mean, we didn't talk specific names, but what would you do adding a veteran quarterback within the offense? And those are the things that we talked about during the hiring process. So they're going to get a veteran quarterback. If they swing and miss on Rodgers, maybe it's Derek Carr that goes to the Jets. You think if Carr goes to the Jets, looking at the rest of their roster, and they had a really good defense, that makes them a playoff contender, or are you just out on Derek Carr?
Oh, I think they could be a playoff contender. Yeah, I think Derek Carr with that team definitely gets you to the playoffs, probably be their best quarterback they've had in a while. But going to the next level, that's tough. I do love what Saleh is doing there, like not catering to the quarterback's fragile emotions. You know, he's just like, yeah, obviously we're looking for a veteran quarterback. Why wouldn't we be?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the catering to quarterbacks and like individual personalities that I think, especially if the guy's not good, what you end up doing is losing the rest of the locker room. If our quarterback is young and pathetic and nobody thinks he can win, but I'm out here at press conferences like catering to his sensitivity while everybody else deals with the reality of the NFL in a very violent game, I think it's weird. And I salute Robert Saleh's handling of this.
Yeah. So there's a couple of the trades there. Now, just to slide in a little fact or fiction or slash true fart real quick, how about we just saw the 49ers defense. Are they going to be the best unit on Championship Sunday?
out of all the four teams? Is the 49ers defense the best unit that we're going to see?
I think the team they're playing is pretty good, myself.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Their defense?
Yeah, I think that if you told me how this is going to come out, I would say the Eagles have the best secondary. The 49ers have the best linebackers. And I'm going to take the Eagles front in this one.
For rushing the passer?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, I mean, it's, the, to me, the closest of the two would be the defensive lines.
I mean, they had 70 sacks.
Yeah.
The Eagles, you know.
Yeah.
It's close, you know.
It is close.
But I think the secondaries, I think the secondary for the Eagles is better. I just do. I think they can cover. I think they can play more ways.
I mean, I still think the only reason it's even a question is because you don't know what Mahomes you're going to get with the injury. But if not, the Chiefs offense is still, in my opinion, the best unit going down. Yeah.
Did you say defense or just unit?
Just unit, period.
Unit, period. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I think the Bengals offense is better than the Chiefs offense when you look at skill players. Their receivers better. Their running back is better.
Oh, well, if you're just going to break it down like better players, sure.
Well, that's unit, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's not always what actually happens. Mahomes makes up for a ton of whatever roster deficiencies. I mean, the single best unit all season has been the Chiefs offense still, even though they don't like player for player necessarily have.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Absolutely, that's fair.
All right, great stuff, guys. It's going to be a great offseason here in the NFL. Of course, basketball season is raging, and now baseball season is right around the corner as well. Coming up at 7 o'clock, it's the Rangers Hot Stove Show. You'll have Jared Sandler, Brock Burke, and Taylor Hearn downstairs right here. 75 fits you. If you're a big Ranger fan, you're anywhere near us at 4131 North Central Expressway. It's free. Just show up here in the next 35, 40 minutes, and we'll let you into our performance showroom, and you can watch that hour of Rangers broadcasting live with fellow Tolos. Mavs and Suns tonight. We're going to go around the rim next here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. We do have Mavs and Suns tonight. Hopefully we can continue the dominance of Phoenix that became established last year in the playoffs. Need a win here. Need some feel-good vibes. It's time now for Eric Chiafano to take us around the rim. Here is your basketball host, Eric Chiafano.
Thank you very much. At this time in the proceedings, we cut the lights out, we put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation is going all the way around the rim.
He's so upset. He's so disappointed.
What brought us? What are you disappointed in?
Was there a dropped a bomb over there?
Just upset about
Walchuk's letting him fly.
He didn't care. He just doesn't care. We're all working here together. It's like a submarine.
Yeah,
you know, just
doors open.
It's so funny.
He smokes us. I mean, I'm just glad. Don't we think though? Can we give him some credit? Step in the right direction. He didn't come over and just like put it on me like he did last week.
No, because he just constantly does. He doesn't care.
Yeah. Not a constant. No, he doesn't care. Okay, this is the first time this week. Okay, you're right. It probably isn't. I'm not keeping
almost
tally.
Every show. I look over at you and I go, I know it just happened, and you kind of nod like yes, and you're proud of it.
All right, it's around disgusting. The rim, let's go.
Going around the rim though.
I apologize, Despite Dad. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to keep it tight from now on.
They said Marilyn Monroe would fart a lot.
Of course she did.
Yeah, she's really farty.
She's beautiful.
Gassy.
I had broccoli today. What do you want from me?
Maybe it's the opioids. I don't know.
Like just to walk outside. Okay, that's fair. I can do that.
She was wishing she had some of that Dawson Metamucil Pro Tips.
That's right.
Okay,
keep that stomach feeling good.
I do want to start this rim sesh in the college world, and we got some Tennessee Volunteer Lady Basketball going down tonight, which should be pretty riveting stuff with
taking
Gamecocks in town. No, they're not taking on Connecticut. They're taking on South Carolina Gamecocks. Am I wrong about that?
I heard this morning it was UConn, Tennessee, and it's the first time that Tennessee has been unranked since they've been facing each other since 2007.
Okay, sounds like you you did more homework than me. I thought they were playing South Carolina tonight, but that's not the point because we're talking about last night, Walchuk, and last night their men played. And at
who's
halftime,
the man?
At halftime, they had one of the students go down and you know do that special thing to win that special thing, and he does the layup, the free throw, and the three-pointer, and he's got like 45 seconds or whatever to pull all this off, and then he's got to hit the half-court shot.
Oh, Abby made a half-court shot last night.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, she did.
In a game?
No, not practice.
At a practice?
Yeah.
That's still badass, dude.
Yeah.
That's
why
legit.
We were at that dinner last night at Pecan Lodge. I had to pick up the phone a couple of times.
Oh, because
she was stoked.
Yeah.
Practice is over, and she was like, you won't believe it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She's been working on a three. You know, at 11 years old, she's a smaller kid. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because Dawson, he had to leave the table. He said, hey, I got to go, guys. I'm sorry. I have a daughter.
I know. It was amazing.
All right.
No, it was pretty incredible.
I got to go.
Yeah, I got a daughter.
We waited 10 more minutes. No, they literally kicked us out of the restaurant.
They did.
That was great. No, dude, that food was unbelievable last night, and so was the company. The whole thing was spectacular. But I felt bad for this guy, the Tennessee Volunteer student, who made the layup, the free throw, the three-pointer, and the half-court shot.
Love it.
What?
Don't you feel like the
foot was over the line?
Isn't the prize on this supposed to be pretty legit?
Went to the replay booth.
If I told
would
you the prize was $600.
Oh, even worse.
What? Don't you feel like that's
that
a bit of
right.
a slap in the face?
That's like at the Laker game. Don't they give you a car or something like that?
No, they gave a dude like $600 or something like that.
Yeah, but that, yeah, but.
Sometimes it can be huge, right?
Yeah, like a year scholarship.
How about some
something?
Scholarship money?
Yeah.
When did that one time LeBron like tackle the guy after he made the, I mean, like.
Yeah, that was a special
I think it
moment.
Happened back-to-back nights, like in Miami or something like that, they were doing that.
Well, here's where I think this is trash.
I'm making all this up.
Because what you had is recently, like literally a week ago, you had a Clemson kid who made a 94-foot putt during half court.
Yeah.
And he got 10 Jibos.
See.
What? Yeah. 10 grand?
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be the minimum for these kinds of halftime theatrics.
Feature. Yeah.
Now, was he at a tiny college?
He's at Tennessee.
Tennessee? See, that's legit. You're SEC.
But again, this is the same Tennessee Volunteer sports program that was doing the GoFundMe for the field goal posts after the team.
Alabama.
After they
Alabama.
You know what I mean? So they're cutting Alabama. Corners everywhere they turn. Oh, question. We have a hand in the audience.
I have a question. How long did this young man get? A minute?
Let me see. I believe he had 60 seconds.
Okay, that's only worth $600. That's easy. If you can do it in 30 seconds, that's when you deserve a real prize.
Layup, free
yeah,
throw,
I can do that
three
in a minute.
Pointer,
I'll
and
take my
half
chance.
Court?
That's a lot of time,
dude.
You can't
do that in a minute.
I'll take my chances. I'll do it in a minute. We'll do it in a surprise.
I'd be surprised.
Most of those are 30 seconds. And that it gives you wiggle room to maybe miss a three as long as it's not a long rebound. But okay. To do it in a minute, I mean, maybe you want to up it to like 1,000. And because like I want everyone to be like, fine, give him a scholarship. I'm just sitting here telling you that if it was
Why
a minute, it's
kids?
Not that's not that special.
Okay, so level of difficulty.
I'm against the SEC, brought us.
The Clemson kid last
Have
week.
Have I asked you about catcher's interference lately?
the Clemson kid who hit the full court length 94-foot putt.
That's more impressive.
Okay, so that's 10 Gs.
Absolutely.
On the wood floor.
That's super impressive.
Yeah. I do think that's impressive. I'm not trying to downplay that. I'm just saying like that feels like, okay, 10 grand. I was thinking 5 grand minimum.
Yeah.
5 grand minimum.
60 seconds is a long time, though, dude. That's a long time.
Well, you're going to get three shots from half court if you're perfect from free throw stripe and three.
Are they rebounding for him or is he chasing it? Because usually at half court, they rebound for you.
It just looks so chintz, you know? It's like an NFL team giving like 100 grand for a hurricane relief or something. Sure. You know, if you're going to do an event, make the prize good. You're Tennessee. Just don't do the event if you got to put 600 on it.
Yeah, no, I support a greater prize for this guy, but yeah. I am sitting here telling you as someone who goes to many a basketball game where that is a promotional opportunity every single game.
Yeah, it's only good if it's 30.
I don't know that I've ever seen it be a 60-second opportunity.
Okay,
I see it 30, and that's like maybe once or twice a year they even get to the half court shot.
Right.
Because they usually doink the layup, you know, maybe two free throw, whatever. And that's like impressive when they get to the half court shot. But 60 seconds to me, I mean, you better get to that. If you can't get to the half court shot in 60 seconds, then you don't deserve to like get any consideration.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But then like how long is it going to take you to hit a half court shot?
Yeah,
people are going to make a three. You're getting a season worth of advertising out of this. So nobody's getting to the half court shot mostly.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The 30s, like, you know, the 30 second.
What's usually the prize for the 30 second?
So the 30 second one, I mean, it could be heck on College Game Day. They do, I think like a half a year, like a pretty big, like, whether it's half tuition or something like that, pretty big.
Awesome. Yeah.
I know
the Home Depot thing, right?
Yeah, the Texas Legends, they do like you can win a car. You get like a big prize and you also get entered into a drawing to win a car. And like since no one else is going to make it, then you probably are going to win the car.
Nice.
I mean, those are like, but that's 30 seconds and that's
pro level stuff.
Yeah, that's
legit.
If
you're doing that, that's pretty incredible.
Well,
maybe it's back
ridiculous.
In the day.
$300, I'm booing this.
Was $600, but
all right. Well, 600.
Yeah, it's all.
I was getting 300 after tax.
I was just a little disappointed there in Tennessee and the prize money there. But this is cool. We got a Jared Sandler appearance here in the Rim Sesh. This is very exciting. We should
nobody rims with us.
Why don't you tell the folks what happened in Japan last night?
Oh my gosh, Japan was upset. Rui Hachimura made his debut with the Lakers.
Oh, and late game.
Yes, and they stream. The only way that they can stream the NBA there is with Rakuten, I think that's their streaming service.
Yeah,
and
you see that on a lot of international jerseys, the big service around the world.
Yeah, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. If I didn't, I apologize.
I think you nailed it.
Thank you. I tried to just say it with confidence. But apparently it went down. They had an issue with the streaming platform.
Everybody in Japan
Odyssey
last night
or
wanted
what?
To watch their debut
Rakuten.
Of their
oh,
very own Laker.
Okay.
And it just shut everything down. There was too many people trying
to
get in there, man.
It got flooded. It's like when HBO Max, you know, there's a new episode of Game of Thrones, and everyone's flooding to watch it, and all of a sudden, boom, the streaming platform fails.
That kept happening to me in the first, like, two rounds of the World Cup. I was like, they got to get a handle on this. Luckily, they added infrastructure so it stopped crashing.
Yeah.
Well, first couple of weekends were brutal.
Hachimura had a strong game, has 12 points, 6 boards, shot 57% from the field, held the Lakers, helped them beat the Spurs, 113-104. Yeah. But around the time of tip-off, NBA fans from Japan, they took to Twitter. They're complaining they can't watch their fellow countrymen play in this game because the exclusive live game distributor partner with the NBA, Rakuten, crashes. And they're pissed. So, afterwards, Rui Hachimura is asked about it. He apologized. He's like, I'm really sorry, guys. There's nothing I can do about this. But the servers did get back up and running, and then it went back to streaming its normal selection of whatever the heck was on it. So hopefully they can catch the next game for Rui Hachimura. But I felt bad for Japan.
He was playing inspired ball.
He was.
Yeah.
He knew Japan was watching him.
Well, he thought they were. It ended up they weren't.
It ended up the entire country is just angry.
And then also in that same Laker game, you had a TikTok user who goes by the name Ruthless Rich. And as LeBron was going into the tunnel, I believe, was this after the game? It was either after the game or at halftime of the game. This TikTok guy started berating LeBron, and LeBron was not happy about it. Here's the sound.
Hey, bro, you better get this together. With that receipt in that airline. Look, he's mad. Look at him. You sick.
So this is a loser fan, obviously. This is a grown man. But LeBron was actually, like, you can't hear LeBron there. But
yes, he had held back.
LeBron, yeah, like, LeBron stopped, looked, and wanted to go say a little something or whatever, and then the Laker personnel people whatever were like, nah, let's not go ahead and do that. But, yeah.
You get kicked out for making fun of a headline these days? Hairline?
No, I don't think he got kicked out. Okay. It just made LeBron really upset, and LeBron had to be stopped kind of from, like, approaching and at least verbally interacting with this particular guy.
Yeah, it's a great time to be a heckler if you like confrontation, because the players are coming to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and if you like going viral on TikTok, that's what this guy does. His name's Ruthless Rich. I imagine that's his whole bit. It's probably going mother bleeping people.
And yeah, that's a stream of the year right there.
Making a killing
You got LeBron's attention. The 817 says you don't have to claim taxes on $600 and under. So that might be why it's 600, which is great. Give him 5 minutes to try to make a half-court shot then. Let's send everybody home with 600.
Yeah, dude, everybody's getting 600 around here. And then this is the first of its kind, as far as I'm aware, last night in the NBA. What a strong game it was between the Grizzlies and the Warriors. But Steph Curry ended up getting ejected in this one. And it's because there was about 90 seconds left in the game. The Warriors had a two-point lead and the ball. And Klay Thompson misses a shot, but they get the rebound. DiVincenzo of the Warriors gets the rebound. So they have the lead and the ball, and it's like, okay, let's milk this thing. We got another 14 seconds to let the clock wind down. Jordan Poole, though, was not interested in doing that.
No.
He got the ball and jacked up a 30-foot shot 2 seconds after the original rebound. He did not make it. Steph Curry was very, very frustrated at the shot, and he got so upset as he was running back down playing defense. He upset at his teammate, Jordan Poole, throws his mouthpiece in anger and proceeds to get ejected for it.
Yeah, I learned last night, I guess you can get ejected for that, even if it's not towards the refs or a demonstration, like no throwing gear, I guess is the rule.
Equipment.
And Steph was surprised. I was surprised, too, because I was watching a lot of that game, and Dylan Brooks was so vulgarly cussing Steph Curry out at every dead ball. I'd be like, how could you let a TV audience let Dylan Brooks get in my ear and tell me to shut the bleep up over and over and over for 2 hours, but I can't throw a mouth guard? Like, Steph Curry was under it was like the bully dad talking to his teenage son that he's trying to teach how to be a man. That's how, like, Dylan Brooks is a big, strong son of a gun, and he's, like, actively trying to bully Steph Curry into a fight like drunk people at a bar, you know? And, you know, of course, the Warriors are trying to pretend this isn't a rivalry. It's obviously a rivalry. You could see how fired up both teams get to participate. But it was a hell of a game. I was disappointed Steph Curry had to leave, because as Dylan Brooks is trying to bully and intimidate him, Steph Curry's just got his big smile on his face and is banging threes in his face. Yeah, and it was an incredible fourth quarter. And I was surprised the Warriors were able to get the win despite losing Steph.
Hey, Steph was, like, penalized for fined, I believe, for throwing his mouthpiece before.
Yeah.
So that's just like a little reaction. Yeah. But, yo, if the mouthpiece flew and you're at the game, would you go pick it up?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Would you, like, grab a napkin or something first? You're going to pick it up with your raw, naked hand.
Off my beer. You know, you always have a napkin kind of around your beer or something like that. Yeah.
You got to move fast because everybody's going to see it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to grab it.
Steph Curry, like, married his high school sweetheart. He doesn't have any germs. He's good.
He's not a risk taker that way.
You know what's funny? I saw this after it happened. The equipment guy or the trainer handed him another mouthpiece. Like, had, yeah, like he's coming back by the scorer's table, and he reaches back, and the equipment guy puts a mouthpiece in his, or trainer puts his hand, and he just kept on going.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Don't you got to boil them first or something so you can fit it to your jaws?
You know what? They have those. Yeah.
Ooh, that's true, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have these that are already, like, already made, pre-made, fitted, like the good ones.
Oh.
But he chews.
We too broke.
He chews on the end of it, though, all the time, right?
Yes.
That's a big thing.
Yes.
It's a big, yeah. But yeah, but you, already, you have three in a, they have three in a container for you. With your numbers on it and stuff, and if you need one, they you just go there and grab one.
So we do have the All-Star Game starters that have been released. And Luka Doncic is indeed an All-Star Game starter in the Western Conference, along with Steph Curry, Zion Williamson, LeBron James, and Nikola Jokic. In the East, you've got Kyrie, Donovan Mitchell.
Wow, what a turnaround for Kyrie.
Jason Tatum, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Kevin Durant. Now, why the hell do they name these? I don't know, because you're going to have captains that choose the team, so it won't be an East versus West. But, hey.
Are we doing tug of war?
I don't know what they'll do, but Luke is going to be a starter, and that's all that matters.
Dodgeball.
I love it, dude. That is great, great news. Also great news, Netflix is going to be dropping a Bill Russell documentary, which is very, very exciting, coming down the first week of February, February 8th. So that's going to be really, really fun. Thank you, Netflix, for that.
Appreciate you guys around the rim most days here in the G-Back Nation. Get you caught up on things going down in the association. When we return, it's time to crosstalk with the Get Right. Reggie and KG are locked and loaded, ready to broadcast with you next, the fam.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Coming up 7 o'clock here, we're 10 minutes away from Rangers Hot Stove. Brock Burke and Taylor Hearn going to join Jared Sandler. If you are a Rangers fan, you're in the area. It's free to the public here, 75 and Fitzhugh. And, you know, we're continuing the march towards spring training and excited to have Brock Burke and Taylor Hearn in the building here tonight. And, of course, FanFest is coming up on Saturday. And here's Reggie and KG to talk more about that and what's coming up on the fan this evening. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
General, what's up, man?
I'm still shaking.
From the Dan Quinn news.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, our friend Kevin Gray put us all through an exercise where we had to repeat after him last night and tell us that Dan Quinn would not be back. So I had already done my woosaw
and
got
I sure
myself
did.
To a place where I was like, all right.
And I stood by that thing, too.
And I thought you were right, too. And here we are, by hook and crook and everything else.
What I've learned is you can never underestimate the bad ideas of NFL billionaires. You know, they should know a lot more. They should know who clearly the best choice is, but they don't. And now it's 2 years in a row where we've dodged a bullet as a result.
Well, I guess what I keep looking at is, what is the incentive that keeps bringing him back? Now, obviously, on the surface, you're working with Micah Parsons. You've built, you know, a terrific defense. And maybe that's it. The dollar signs behind whatever contract he has and how many zeros are behind it. You know, that's a big factor. But also, I just wonder, like, what keeps bringing him back here?
Let me add that when Jerry got him to stay last year, the next interview he did was like, let me just throw it out there. Dan Quinn would like to be coach of the Cowboys someday. I think you get the money. you get the best defensive talent you could work with, maybe other than Denver. Maybe he would be willing to go with Denver and coach that talent. But then the chance of being the successor to Mike McCarthy, there's value there, isn't there?
I would think so. I mean, yeah, the opportunity to coach, but it's just like the circumstances in which he would come to be the head coach, if that were to be the case, is kind of, you know what, two years in the making at that point.
Yeah, but what do you think at this go-around that they didn't have a job for him? Maybe Denver is looking at D'Amico Ryans.
He got a second interview with Arizona.
Yeah,
he was going to have a second interview with Indianapolis.
He didn't interview with the general manager that initially. Who did he interview with? Was it Bidwell or was it the new general manager?
I think the first one they didn't have their GM in place.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they brought the general manager. Yeah. That to me is Brian Flores. That guy's from New England, that general manager. See, I think what happens is, you know, that Dan Quinn's looking at the situation and he's probably thinking, I'm not going to get one of these. Mm. You know, so go ahead and like, you know, let's, because he's probably out on the Arizona one. Mm-hmm. He's probably out on the Denver one and he's probably out on the Colts one because that owner right there is probably going to hire Jeff Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, so he's going to do something like that. So, you know, if you're it's easy to say like, okay, I'm kind of reading the room right now. And I think last year he got worked on the job. I think the Denver job was his. And not I think, I know the Denver job was his. And that it just so happened that they sold the team and they couldn't bring in back another defensive coach. Mm-hmm. They had all those defensive coaches. John Fox, what was that my guy from Vic Fangio. They had another guy that lasted.
Vance Joseph.
For a year. They had all these defensive coaches. And so all of a sudden it's like we're gonna sell the team.
Man, what's that with V names?
The thought of maybe going to get Hackett, get an offensive coach, maybe go make a run.
So I have to trade for Russell Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, they you know, maybe that's an avenue to go get Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think Dan got caught in a situation where he didn't have a chair. The music stopped. He didn't have a chair. It's nice to say, hey, I'm going to come back. There's what these jobs are open. He's interviewed for him, but I think he's reading the room is what he's doing.
Cowboys catching a lot of breaks, having a lot of success on draft day. Let's see if they actually want to finalize the roster this time around and take advantage of their good fortune. What's coming up on the show this evening, gentlemen? What do you have planned?
Well, for the fourth time in his career, Luka Doncic is an NBA All-Star. What we can learn from the NBA's best at their worst, we'll have that conversation. And Kellen Moore, will he or won't he be back?
Yeah, do we have a message that the Tolos and Reggie need to repeat here in regards to Kellen Moore? Is your gut telling you something there?
Is he going to be back? This is the yeast. I just felt like saying that.
The message would be, don't believe anything that comes out of the Dallas Cowboys' mouth.
Okay.
That'd be about it.
Would Geno be an upgrade over Dak?
What are you doing?
Why are you doing this?
What are you doing?
All right, for Dawson.
What are you doing?
At 720.
That's right.
We'll get into that.
Mike McCarthy does want 70% completion games. Geno will get you that. Geno will get you that 70%.
Geno, don't do that. Don't even gas any of that up.
It's an interesting conversation. In Reggie's,
I mean, he did have amazing stats this year, and I know how much that convinces
you. Coming up next.
You nailed that take.
Okay, thanks to Connor Freeman coordinating your video. Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, Woolchuck, and Chia Fall, of course, Brian brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Eddie.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.